On Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph, the bottom of the Omid. We hear in the Mishnah, one is not permitted to cut a week in half. So then Rabbi Yehuda said, Choytcha Ba'ur. Even though he's not allowed to cut the wick in half, but if he'll put it underneath a flame and that's how he'll separate, he'll cut the back 2 weeks out of one, that's permitted. Frech the Gemara, Maishna Besakin Deloy, why with a knife one is not permitted? Become Besakin Mone, because he's a Besakin Mone. So Rashi's also Tikin Mone, Achas Hoiso, it was, before it was one, he's making 2 weeks before there was one out of two. So it's Mesakin Mone. He made two out of one. Ba'ul Namiko Mesakin Mone. So if he puts it to a flame, he separates it 2 weeks. He's also Mesakin Mone. Tani Rabchie, Swatran Rab Yehuda, Choytcha Ba'ul Bepi Shteineres. Zok Rashi. Bepi Shteineres, Noisen Shneiro Sheho, you have one long wick, you take two lamps, and you put each end of the wick in another lamp. So if he needs two lamps to burn, he needs like both of them to burn, so he goes and lights it in the middle. So when he lights it in the middle, he does two things. Number one, he made 2 weeks, and number two, he has now two lamps burning. So it doesn't look like he wants to be Mesakin Mone. It looks like he just wants to be Madlik. You don't see from his actions his true intent that he wants to really make 2 weeks also. I don't understand Rashi. It's very good, so it's, I mean, it's not muchach, but seems he is mechaven. He is mechaven l'skunei mone. That was the kash, he's a mesakin mone. So it's very unclear what the teretz is. If it is, the gemara is a kash, it's a mesakin mone. As if the gemara would say, the gemara doesn't fall off on that, it's a mesakin mone. But by doing this way, it's not muchach that he's a mesakin mone. But he's mechaven to be a mesakin mone. I mean, so good. But if he's a Mesakin Mone, so it's very unclear, so why is it Muta? Let us go further. Amar Avnosin Bar Abba Omarat, Moichtin es Apsila Beyontev. One is permitted to be Moichet Apsila. The wick. My Moichtin, Omar Avchanine Bar Shlemye, Laduye Chushcha. To take away the burnt chelik of the wick. I mean, sometimes it accumulates a burnt chalik on the wick, and that prevents the wick to function properly. So one is permitted to remove it while it is burning. Now, to appreciate the chiddush of this halacha, so the Rosh says, va'afal pi shema pilei la'oretz, so this burnt chalik, he's removing this, I mean, you have this burnt chalik was on the wick, and he goes and removes it, and it falls to the ground. But who cover, and like this it was burning, and now it will extinguish. Mutter. So he's making a kibui. So it's mutter, kamoisha mutter, lahadlik as aner lishtamish loiroi. So the Rosh says, just like it is permitted to kindle an air, kach mutter lechabois, this goes into the heter of Adlokas Haner, taking away the meineya of Adlokas Haner, that is also permissible. So this kibui is lamaise, enhancing the Adlokas. The Rashba says the same shtick. Teirech inyin sheitiru ligreif es hatanu, afo pisha mechabi gecholim. Because again, the accomplishment of this kibbutz is you have a better havorah. So that's abstachidish over here. Rambam says you can't do it with a keli, and the Rishonim dingzech moichtem is a loshon machat. That seems you could do with a keli also. Laduye chushchok shehi nasis b'roisha pechom, when you get a coal on the roish of the psilo, mavira laduye lahose. Chushchok pechom hamachshich oira. So there's coals over there of the wick that dim the light. Zek the Gemara weiter. Oma rab chanine bar shlemye. Tony bar kapore. Vov dvorim nemru bepsile. Six halachas were said by a wick. Gimel lahachmer v'gimel lahokem. Lahachmer, what are the halachas lahachmer? In goydlo nois lachatchile b'yontif. Not allowed to spin it together, to braid it together. Vein mahave v'maisa bu'ur, not allowed to singe a wick. Vein chayt chinoisa l'shnaim, and you can't cut it. In half, m'sakin monne. The three halachas lahokel, m'maicha b'yad. You can go after it was braided together, if it's too thick, you can go and thin it out, you could squeeze it, press on it so it becomes thinner. It shouldn't be such a thick wick. B'sheira b'shemen, you're allowed to soak it b'shemen. Exactly what the chiddush is over there, I don't know. V'chaitcha b'u'r, and you're allowed to cut it b'u'r, b'fi shtei neiris. M'macha b'yad, so Rashi says it's a tikkun. This is a tikkun, that means it seems you're making a thinner wick. But l'achayato, it's l'achayat. V'omar Rav Nosson bar Abba Omar Rav, Atirei Bovel Yerdei Gehenim Heim. The rich people in Bovel, they're the Yerdei Gehenim. We'll see soon, they didn't give any tzedakah whatsoever. Ben Yehudah has a ha'oret, what's Yerdei Gehenim Heim. They are the Yerdei Gehenim. Like a psetamiyat Heim and not others. So he wants to say, actually we could be magdam a little, that the Gemara Baba Basra says that they asked Tunis Nufus Arosha, asked Rabbi Kiva, Mekadosh Baruch Hu, Oyev Aniyim, so why doesn't he give them Panosa? So Rabbi Kiva said, L'hatzol Eisonu Medina Shal Gehinna. He says, not for them, it's for us. That through tzedakah, we're nitzel medina shel gehinna. So there's a chasam sofer there. The chasam sofer asks, "What's with the aniyim alone?" Good, he says, "The Rebbein Shalom made the aniyim for the ashirim. That the ashirim will be nitzel medina shel gehinna by giving tzedakah to aniyim. What happens with the aniyim alone?" So I once said that then I wanted to say that there's a psagoyin in Mishlei, the Niyim have the Gehenim on this world. So the Zichah don't have a problem. The Shirim have a problem that they don't have the Gehenim on this world. So the Rebbein Shalom gave them the mitzvah of tzedakah, la'atzalayisam midino shal gehinim. So, but the Ben Yehuda says over here that not every only is nitzel midino shal gehinim. I mean, he's going around for tzedakah and people are cooperative, so it's nishkan gehinim. But in Bavel, we'll see, in Bavel, they were very uncooperative. So the Mamish had a Gehenim. So Memela, so that's, it says, Yer the Gehenim Heim. The people from Bavel, they were the Yer the Gehenim from Bavel. The Aniyim didn't go to Gehenim. They had their Gehenim on that world, on this world from these Ashirim. And so the Gemara quotes an incident, Ki Hode Shapsoi Ba Merenis Ikra Le Bavel. He came to Bavel. Boy me nayu iske. So first he said that they should give him a iske, that means machzis chara machzis hefzit. They should give him, and he'll do business with it, and then they'll get a profit, and then he'll get a profit. And show me, you mefanis a talmud chochem bederach kovet. Leyovilei. They didn't want to give him. No, so he doesn't have any way how to be mefanis himself. The mezoine. Yes, no, so give me mezainis. I'm starving. Mezen nami leizinu. Omar, he said, Hani me'erev arav ka'osu. These people are descendants from the Erevav. It says, "V'nosan l'cho rachmim v'richamcho." Kol amarachim al abriyes v'yadua shehu mizarei shel Avraham Avinu. Person who is marachim al abriyes, so that he's mizarei shel Avraham Avinu. Kol mishenim marachim al abriyes v'du ishenim mizarei shel Avraham Avinu. It's not a marachim al abriyes. So Memele, so that Sarai is not Mizari Shalbo. When is it from the Erev Rav? For Omar Rav Nosson Bar Abba Omar Rav, Kol HaMetzape Al Shulchan Acherem, a person who's waiting, yearning to be invited by others, Oilam Choshech Ba'adoy. So it's a Oilam Choshech Ba'adoy. It's a finstere Welt. It's a dark world in front of him. The Dubna Magid says there's two types of guests. There's one guest that Balabayis invites him. Fakert, it's a covet, and he comes to him. So Fakert, so then the Balabayis is Metzapa for the Oirech. That's, then you could be eating Al Shulchan Acherim. You don't feel indebted to him. Fakert, he feels indebted to you. It's a covet that you came and you're staying by him. That's at an Olam Choshech. But Kol HaMetzapa Al Shulchan Acherim, that means that no one invites him. He's waiting to be invited when he doesn't hear anything. So then he has to come over to them. Maybe you'll invite me. So he's a mitzapa al shulchan acherim. Is oilam choshech ba'adoy. Lakuti bosa lakuti wants to say a word. Kol mitzapa al shulchan acherim wants to say, brings from someone as follows, that a person's mitzapa shulchan achem, that means he's dependent and waiting from yanim shulchan. So it's oilam choshech ba'adoy. That means so he has a very dark perspective on this world. Why? Because he thinks yanim can help him. A person should realize that should be mitzapa li Yeshua Hashem. It's not him, not yanim, but also he's a mitzapa li shulchan acherim. He's Olam Choshech. He is a very dark world. He doesn't see who one should rely on. That's he wants to say, Pshat. The Mobbing is a Posik, Shenema Noide Tu Lalechem, a person who's going around in need of bread. Aye, Yoda Kinochen Be Yoda Yem Choshech. So if he's in such a matter, he should know that it's Muchen for him, Aye Yem Choshech. His life is also not a life. Tana Rabbanon Gimul Chayeim Einam Chayim. Ve'ilo Heina Metzapid L'Shulchan Chavere. Umi She'ishtay Meishelas Olof. Ishtay Meishelas Olof. Umi She'yisurim Meishlin Begufay. Yisurim are Meishel Begufay. It's a very interesting lotion. It seems a person could be sevo have yisurim, but yisurim an moishel begufay. That means he can control the yisurim. He's over the yisurim. That means he's controlling the yisurim. The yisurim don't fafir him. The Ben Yoda wants to say, that means, let's say, moishel begufay, he has a kev roish, is a headache or a toothache that he can't raise a chayis from these yisurim. That's moishlim begufoy. He has no way how to avoid these yisurim, and they're completely governing him. They're taking over him. The Marshal says yisurim moishlim begufoy means that it's yisurim of bittul Torah. He can't learn. That's called my. It means if with the yisurim he can learn also. So that's. That's verkehrt. It's al kaponim. So yes, yisurim is pamachas betzar, kemei pamim shaloi betzar. But moishlim begufay that he can't learn. That's chayav einum chayim. The mashal also says that ishtei meshelas olav is also that she makes that he shouldn't learn. It's also chayav einum chayim. So that's we understand. So this is the way the Marshal says, Kiyem Chayenu. So Mamela, if a person can learn, so So then he's Moshel over the Yisurim. Then he has a different perspective on the Yisurim, and Fakert, he's Moshel over the Yisurim. But if the Yisurim make that he can't learn, then the Yisurim is Moshel Molvat Ishtem Meshel Asolo. V'yesh Aimrim Af Misha Engloi Ela Cholok Echot. Person has one Beged. So one Beged is Olo to get lice in the Beged. So Mamela and lice, then he has a terrible tzar, can say they can't trace a chais. Like this, if a person has two begodim, so you could wash one beged and knock upon him, and so you can get rid of the lice. But you only have one beged, so you're not even eitzis. But on the kama efshed the ma'ayim b'mone, he could inspect his begodim. It could be mefalim, the kinim from the beged, so mamela, it's not, you shouldn't say that chayev einum chayev. Let us see Rashi. Yerdi gehenimim she'enom merachmim laseis tzedokim. Iske schayra liistake, he requested from them an iske schayra liistake lemachzis cha. Vizayni shoyu mehem vizaynis. He asked from them vizaynis, meizanami leizinut. They want to help him to start a business. They want to help him give him vizaynis. Nosel horachmim she'terachim ala briyis. So the Pasuk is saying, "Mishayesh le'rachmim mizari shalovis." It seems that that is Simon. He's mizari shalovis. Badai kenegdek meisachta badai. Kloima choishech is in front of darkness is in front of him. Hakolol of kachoishech, everything is dark. Doesn't see the end of the tunnel. Nochem biyodim mezumen etzlo. Mishayin le'alachol akechad and yochal lechapsa. He can't wash the beged. The kinim mitzar and moises, he has a kaseid of the kitzar. The ma'im b'mone, he could inspect his begodim, mefale eskelov minakinim. Zok the Mishnah weiter, ein shoivrin es acheres, one is not permitted to break acheres, ein choitren anayo, one is not permitted to cut paper, the tzalos boy maliach to roast fish. Let us see what's happening over here. Zatrashi and shavrim esacheres shetaylim dogim al haaskelim. You have a grill and you want to roast fish on the grill. Shekayrim gradile belas chaytrim yukot kanim reeds akash shibolim oy shavrim charosim oy chaytrim yom. Sheiren b'mayim, v'cheir, I think the kanim and kash is also sheiren b'mayim, it shouldn't burn. V'soidrin an yor ogav ha'askelo, and you put this on top of the grill. Neishem ha'teches mischamim v'soire v'sadok. So that means the matris ha'mektsose ha'mkuloi, so that the dog, instead of being roasted in the places where it touches the metal, will get burnt. So this is like you're making a tray or a rack over the grill to prevent the sreifa of the dog. Maliach is a dog. The Reish Yosef wants to say, maybe Bedavke, the Mishnah spoke about fish, can have roast meat also. But roast meat can you clean menukiv. So this wouldn't be good. For the dam to drain, for the blood to drain. So Mamela, that's what we spoke about fish. So Mamela, so the Mishnah says, and the reason for this is, Mishnah doesn't say the Mora, say the reason. Because it's a Masakin Mona, it's these things, I have a Teres Mona, it's a Keli, that enhances, enables the person to roast the fish. Vein gurfin tano vikirayin avol mechapshe. What is Sirashi? Vein gurfin tano vikirayin. Im nofal esoichoy min hatofol vatiach. If in the tano vikirayin there fell some of the tofol and tiach, that's the plaster which was in the oven, and gurfin oisoy, she's not allowed to shovel it out. The Mesakim Monehu, that's a Tikkun Moneh, it seems that it is, one is unable to bake in this oven with the Tofel and Tiach there. So that's a tikkun mane. V'osam emelu v'osik yarabon adama machshir eichel nefesh asiri. He says, L'cheir v'ashi v'tzim efel in yontif.
So it would be mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda,
but our mission is going according to the Chachamim. The machshir eichel nefesh is osam. So therefore, and this is called the mesakim mane. It's called the tano is unable to be used in this matzev to bake in. So mamel, it's called a mesakim mane. Avol, but it says even though not permitted to be goyrif machapshin mashkivin es ha'efa. You press down, you flatten the efa v'ha'ofa. Now the bir halacha brings down that this is also speaking about the tiach, not speaking about other things. This is speaking about this, they said according to Shitas Rashi, speaking about the tofel and the tiach, that even though one is not permitted to be goyrif it, but one is permitted to flatten and press it down. Shiei cholok, that it should be flat, mashpilo yu mashveir, shlayige bepash and meduvokim bedafno yisov, yisofu. It might get burnt. That means if you have jutting out from the karkois, a tano, you have this tiach,
an eifer, and they used to go
and attach the breads to the walls, the doifnei hatano. So it would seem if you have this jutting out, some of the pitois will touch this eifer and tiach and they'll get burnt. So one is permitted to press it down. Now, it doesn't say clear what the difference is between Gerfin and Machapshin. Perhaps the difference is, L'cher, in both cases, he's accomplishing what he wants to accomplish. Perhaps the difference is Gerfin is considered a tikkun mone because the materials which are preventing the tano to function perfectly are taken out. That's called a tikkun mone. That means these foreign objects in the tano which prevent the tano to function properly. So memela, taking that as a tikkun mone. By pressing it down and distilling the tano, could be that's not called, I'm accomplishing something, but since they're still there, could be that it's not called, I was masakin it, they're still in the tunnel. The present time, they're not doing any harm, but since they're there, perhaps, other tiach had fallen, so it's not considered a tikkun mone. Could be that is the reason. Be'ein makifin, that's a second. So these two halachas are halachas of tikkun mone. We'll see in the Gemara, Shevin HaSacheres is a tikkun mone. Maybe it's called Mamash Nasiyas HaMone. We mentioned the Ra'or says that Nasiyas HaMone is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now she says the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbonim. So it's Machshir Eichel Nefesh is also. So definitely not allowed to, this is also a tikkun mone. Bein makifin shteichovyeis lisfois aleim esagdeir. One is not permitted to bring two barrels together, and there'll be a fire between the area of the two barrels, and on top of the two barrels, we'll put a kedera, and we'll rest a kedera on top of the two barrels. Let us see Rashi. Makifin mekalvin zu eitzel zu. Makifin means to bring close one to the other. Kemoi, makifin bereye. Two rays together, two lungs together, my litraim shaloi min hamukif, to take off trume, that the trume is not close to the tevel that you want to be tearing from. Hainu samuch, my makefes v'keira l'ashem, they're speaking about she brings it close, and she's keira shem. So memele, so that's pshat ein makifin. You don't bring together two barrels. Shtei chavis lisfais lahoishiv. Lisfais lahim kedera v'hu'ul ben shtei hachavis, and the flame is between the two chavis. Lisfois, what is the translation of Lisfois? Lahoyship, to put on over it a kedera. So Rashi says, Kol eishovas kedera al ha'u. Every time you put a kedera on top of a flame, koris fisa. That's the lotion of Lisfois. Period. Now Rashi says, what is the need of this invention? So Rashi says as follows: She'ein likely barzel shekoilin trapoid. That means sometimes they used to have a tripod that they used to put the pot on top of the tripod, like it was. So then there was no problem. But if she'ein likely barzel shekoilin trapoid, or she'ein likely kira shel cheres chalula, so memele, so. Then, when one finds himself in a dilemma, so he can ingeniously start cooking with two barrels. For Asala, and what's wrong with this? Mishum de domi le binyan, it's similar to binyan. Umi de rabona, it's also mi de rabona, mishum de mischazei ke oyala. It looks like he's making an oil. He says, you have two mechitzes and a top, so it looks like he's making an oil. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Ve'ein soimchen es hakedera bibikas. One is not permitted to rest a pot on top of a log, a piece of wood. So Rashi says, Kosovo, the Tana of a Mishnah holds, le'nitnu eitzim elo lahasokiv, that eitzim can only be used only for hasokiv, for kindling purposes. The fikach mutzim hein eitzel kol tashmish. So for another tashmish, it's mukze. It only can be used for hasoke. I had a shtikol ha'ore. We had mentioned yesterday the birchas avrom. Yesterday we had learned to the chlamet beis amad aleph. It says according to Rabbi Yehuda, Masikin bekelim vein masikin beshivrei kelim. The one that's permitted to take a keli, permitted to take his dining room chair in the middle of Yontif and throw it into the fire. Masikin bekelim. So lochero yes, the kasha. No, Rashi says because a keli, it's a tzaymed letiltul. It's the bnei tiltul namininu. The bnei tiltul, so he can metaltul it to throw it into the flame. So he asked over, that's very good, that's the shayla of tiltul. But there's a din shimush also. You're using it now for kindling wood and for firewood, and it's not aimed for that. It wasn't aimed to be used for firewood. So why isn't there an iser of einemina muchon? So he said over from the Birchas Avrom. The Birchas Avrom said there a fine vote that the din muchon is not in the shimush, but in the chayfetz. Pshat is it has to be a chayfetz hamuchon, but you don't need a shimush hamuchon. So memele, so even though the shimush of using for hadlaka is not muchon, but al kaponim the chayfetz is muchon. The chayfetz. So lechayra, there's a shtikel ha'orim. So what's pshat over here? Kesavle nitnu aitzim elo lahasoke. V'lefikach muktzem eitzel kol tashmish. Here it seems you look at each shimush pazunda. Eitzim are aimed for hasoke, but it's not aimed to use as a dos. V'lefikach muktzem eitzel kol tashmish. But it could be, pshat and Rashi is, let us see, abekevege tzechen su a Rashi and aflamet gimelamet beis. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi, the Bramaschu, something that's roila achila, you can use it for everything. That's very much like the Bichas Avrom. Avol eitzim hoyul v'darkon ledover ha'osa eitzim kegoin lasis kelim lohitiru letautlam ella lahasoke. So it means the chachamim umzacharein gemishto. Snapshot, it's an automatic thing, a dover memela, that since it's oimet for a sock, it's not oimet for anything else. The kelt, a dover machu, so it's muchu for everything. But here the chazal made a bezundere isil, that for these tashmishim, it's not, that you're not allowed to use it for these tashmishim. So after this takon, it becomes einu min hamuchum leinitnu eitzim el alosak. It's only permitted the shimush of eitzim only for a sok. Lefikach, therefore, it was leinitnu muktzim ein eitzol kol tashmish. V'chein bedeles, it says you cannot be soymech b'kdeira and b'bikas, and you can't be soymech at bedeles. Hashta mashma v'chein in soymech in kdeira bedeles. You can't rest a kdeira on a door. What's pshat in this day? Bein manhigin esa behima b'makel, and you cannot be maniga behima b'makel b'yontev, rabbelozob rabshimimata. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Vein manhigim esa behima b'makel, b'shus harab. Hashte kasal kadaitach, b'shum da'in mishtamtsim be'etzim, shlein nasa kli me'erev yontev. I need no elulasaki. You can't use eitzim for any other shimusha. Just like it's also for smichas kedere, it's also for hanhogas behem. Zok de gemore, my time, mishum deko mesaken mon. So what is the reason of the first halacha is ein shefer mesacheres? It's also at tikkun mon. Wenn Gölfen Tano Vikirayim, Tone Rabchie Bar Yosef Kamida Rav Nachman, Bimi Efshel Lefois, Elim Ken Gölfoi, if it's impossible to bake unless he is Gölf, the Tiach and the Tofel, the Tvele, is Mutter. So what is Pshat? Bim Efshel Mutter, Sarashi says, Kirab Yehuda. So Rashi seems to be saying as follows. Rashi said in the Mishnah that Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is also in Geirif Fatano. Means legitimately you should be permitted to be Geirif Fatano. Sakemon it says it's also because so the Meloch is Sakemon, but it's Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. So Rashi is going according to the Chachomim. So they said, "Abul Alocha, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is permitted. Me'efshel Lefesh, Elim Ken Goyel Foy Muta." And it could be that what he says, "Me'efshel Lefesh," that you can't bake. It could be "Me'efshel Lefesh." It could be because we have in the Gemara Daf Chof Chesam at Beis. We had in the Gemara brought down what is permitted according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is Machshirei Oichel Nefesh is Mutter. Aval Pikein, Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu, Shput Shenirtzav Osa Lasakne Biyontev. So Shput Shenirtzav, Rashi Etzet Pshat, Nimach Shedol Sol Venekam Avoloi Nishpa. He had a shput, he had a spit that became crooked. You could use it the way it is. So Rashi says over here, that means, we had before, if a shput got broken in Yontev, so you're allowed to fix it. That's Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. You need it. Here you don't need it, so it's crooked. I mean, for the Oichel Nefesh, you could use a crooked shput also. So if you don't need it, it's not necessary, so that doesn't fall into the category of Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. So l'chayre, that is pshat ovid, b'mi'efshel lefeis. That means if the tiach fell, you can still bake with it, so that doesn't fall into the category of Machshirei Oichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda was not matir if you could still bake with it. So that's the lotion bimi efshel lefes. The visu de rabchiye nofolo ariche betanure b'yayim etove. The wife of rabchiye, her tano, an ariach, a chatzi levena, a half a brick, it fell into the tano biyomtiv, and it would seem it would be ma'akev the afiya. Omala Rabchiya Chazida no rifta ma'al yeso beino. So Rabchiya told her, you know, I want to have a good bread. But let's see what Rashi says. Aricho chatzi levena, venitak mikoisel atano. Rifte mal yosa beino, kloima girfiya tano, you should take it out from the tano. Yeah, so lechera, I had a ore, I mean, so, what's the whole story over here? So, he paskins like a Yehuda. So what do you have to have, kloima girfiya tano, so tell her, they weren't speaking terms, Mistama, I mean that, so why did he tell her, he says, so tell her, kloima girfiya tano, why did he tell her, make sure I have, you make a good bread for me. So Tuv Yehama wanted to say a very choshev avot. He wanted to say, "Emerson, this is a hemshach of before." It said, "V'im i'efshel lefeis elim ken gerufay mutter." That gerufay is only mutter if it's you can't bake. It's impossible to bake. Now, impossible to bake is a very relative and vague statement. What's called impossible to bake? It's impossible to bake it. You can't bake. Finish. You put something in, it won't bake. So the Gemara's machadish no. Rabbi Chiya told that I want to have a challah that is baked, nothing burnt, nothing that. So, and if it's impossible to bake that, that's also called impossible to bake. So that is the hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us that that also falls into the category of mi'evshel lefeis. Let's see further. Amalei Rav, and we have another ma'isa. Amalei Rav leShamai. Rav told his mishoris, "Tovi li avzo, you should go and roast for me a duck. Abaviz dair mecheruche. Be careful, it doesn't get singed. I want it should be so he also the same thing. Let's skip the first half of Rashi. This says, let's go to skip the first Rashi. Tovi li avoiza. Vizdair mecharuche, shalai yischarech, kloima, geroif es atano, shalai be bishul of dovo gavoya, that in the bottom of the tano there should not be something jutting up, kaboyariach, or yevon shusik betano, shenegeya betzli, besoyofoy. So again, the same thing, it's kloima, geroif es atano, but again, he was telling him that since I want that it should be roasted well, it shouldn't be burnt in any places, so that's the yevshalefis. So therefore, one is permitted to be geir of the tano. Let us go to the first Rashi. Tovi li avzo, roast for me a duck. So Rashi says, Tzlei li evois betano, shetanoreim oyektanim. They have small tanurim, upiem lamailo, and the pair of the tano was, the opening of the tano was lamailo. The toila hatzli l'soichay, and that was roasted, used to hang it from the top. The soisim piv, and they used to go and cover it. V'hunitzlan, that they used to roast it. So when I learned this Rashi tells us, mamish, a whole megillah over here, how, if I would buy a tano, due to be the instructions that sent by the manufacturer would be very good. Rashi tells you exactly how to roast the nevois. But my Shemitah Leitzel Har Sinai. So Tuv Yehama wanted to say as follows. Rashi explained why it is necessary to be geirif the tano. Ilucheira, you have another eight. So Rashi explains as follows. Slightly every betano. So number one, Rashi says shatanoreim hoyu ktanim. So first of all, the tanurim were small. That's number one. So that means like this. That means if to be a tall tanur, so buskeit meron, that on the bottom there's something jutting up. But if it's a tall tanur, so mele, the duck can be roasting happily away, and then it won't touch anything. So Ashi says, no, they were short tanurim, number one. Upiem lamailo. Upiem lamailo. Now, Rudi Rashi means the Vihena Masech the Shabbos Atano was shaped like a pyramid. So if the pair, so that means, so he had not much control where the evois should be hanging. That means he sticks in the evois from the top. So if there's something jutting from the bottom, it's going to get burnt. Mashenken, if the pair would be lamato, so then you could. Then you could go, so you could avoid the things that are shutting up. If you have a pamela matas, you put it next to it. It doesn't be on top of it. It doesn't have to be touching it. But if it's a pyramid, it's like a triangle, so Mamela, you have only one place where to put it. And if that place where it's hanging, it's going to touch the oven, so Mamela is going to get burnt. V'toylat zlila seichoi, v'soysim piv. Rashi says when they used to roast, that used to be soysim piv. So what is Rashi saying over here? Rashi is saying, if it wouldn't be soysim piv, that means the pear was open, so then you have an eitzah. So you have an eitzah, so roast half a side at a time. Don't stick in. If you stick in the whole evois, it's going to go down to the bottom of the tanner, which is kotzer, and it's going to get burnt. But if you don't have to be soysim the pair of the tanner, so stick in half of the evois at a time, it shouldn't touch the even on the bottom that is jutting out. So that's called E-Efsha. It's not called the E-Efsha Lefais Boy. But Rashi says, no, you can't do that. You have to be soysim the tunnel before you start roasting. So the Eves has to be completely submerged in the tunnel before you start roasting. So then now we understand, now we appreciate the problem that he has. He doesn't have too much place where the Ebbis can be. The Ebbis is only can come from the top of the tanner. It's a short tanner. They were ktanim. And he has to stick in the whole Ebbis. And so Mamela, if there's something jutting up, so you have already burnt duck. So Mamela, that is why he told him, Kloima, Girfi Esatano. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Omale Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi, Omalon Rav Achem Mehutzel. Rav Achem Mehutzel related to us the mar that you, Ravashi, shokin le tanure biyoimetove. That you go and you will see your losh tit in Yontif, and then you go and you put it by the Pesach of the Tano to insulate it to make sure that nothing comes in, nothing goes out. What's the kasha? Shokin, let's see what Rashi says. The ma Ravashi, shokin lei tanure. Avdei adoini tochin svivois kisui piatano betit. That your mesholsim, they go and they shmir around the piatano betit, so yeitze chaymoi, that the heat should not go out. Shatzli b'soichem, because when it's roasting, sharuach koshel etzli. That the ruach is koshel etzli. It's loshen abis lamodne. Rashi starts off by saying that the heat shouldn't go out. Then ruach koshel etzli means that if cold air comes in, so that's, maybe it's one of the same, I don't know. Al kaponim, so you have to insulate it, you have to shmir around the opening to make sure that the heat remains and cold air doesn't come in. The Tamil on Milson, now this is a very big chiddush to us, Mishum de Gibel Tit told the Lishu, because to Megabel Tit, that's a told the Lishu, so we don't understand how you're permitted to do it. So here the Ha'ore, and if it's a told the Lishu, what is? It's, so let's say Mitaych. Lishu is Mutter. Lisha is mutter, tzeich eichel nefesh. So memeles, afilo, this is not called a tzeich eichel nefesh, because machshir eichel nefesh, lachere, it should be mutter. If we say mitoich, by machshir eichel nefesh, which is a very big tumult. But lachere, later I found the Pnei Shua asks the kasha. Pnei Shua asks this kasha, he blabs by a kasha. And Rashi, let us say mitoich. Abel kaponim, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says that the kasha was that it's lisha. How are you allowed to be losh? So he asked him this question: how are you allowed to be losh? So he answered him: Omalei anan araksa de poras somchinon. So he said, al sposoi. Before we go a little further, there's a very interesting Rishash. The Rishash asks a kasha. We had a similar Rishash on the Avches Tachsach Meir. He tied this that the loches tchine and lishe dafke by gedule karke. And he holds karke alone is not called gedule karke. So he had a problem on the Avches Why by karka there's a malach of tchine? It's not gedulei karka. It's not by gedulei karka, not by karka. Here he asks the same kasha lachel lish is also by gedulei karka. The lishim is done in the Mishkan was the kemach, the velosh kemach. So it's gedulei karka. So why bechlal is there a lish by it take tit? You make tit. Why is there a lish? The shash is for kasha. Because Avraham wants to say something very interesting. He wants to say on this kasha that he says the malach of lisha is the combining of a water with something else. He says water is zichanish gedulei karka. So memela. So since malachas lisha is one of the components of lisha is not gedulei karka. So we see you don't need gedulei karka in the malacha. So the gevin ishtana filo, the other component is also not gedulei karka. You don't need gedulei karka for the malacha because water is a chelik of the mechayim. Al kaponim, he answered him, anan araksa de poras samchinam. What's an araksa de poras? Al sfosei shal poras anonismoch. We don't make tit in yontif. We rely on the banks of poras. You go to the shores of Poras and you have there a lot of mud there and it's megubal already. So we just take it and smear it around the tunnel. No problem. Vahani mili de tzairei me esmel. It says that it's not poshit. You have to be tzairei me esmel. Also, boy, simin v'nitkoi l'tzad acher. You make a simin, and this you can take this mod, and you may not take it l'tzad acher. So, p'slucheire, I understood that the reason of tzairi is als mukse. L'cheire, you have to be making it. It's just like you make an offer. So you have to be making this mod that you can use it for thus. I don't know, they saw the Rosh Yosef says it's mechuber. I don't know, close or what. I don't know clue what he means to say. Anyway, so it's not Taylish. I don't know what he means to say. Anyway, you have to be misamin it and be menatik it, and then it's mutter. Amar Ravine v'kitmo shori legabloy v'lotuch boy the lav bar gibelhu. Ashes are not a bar gibel, and memele. So that's why it's mutter. Now, before we see Taisus, which is a Shvera Taisus, let us just see the Ran for 1 minute. So see, the Ran has a different mahalach in the sugya, which mitzad echad makes life a lot easier. The Ran is on Daf Yud Ches Amad Aleph. Now we'll look at the last line where it becomes where the lines are still narrow. Well, then it starts going asay by simon, and the lines start getting wide. So let us just see the Ran there. Behu de tzayre me esmel asay by simon benitkei letzad achem. So the Ran asks, is a different problem. So the Ran all of a sudden goes with a new, let's see, the Ran, v'hu de tzayre me esmel. Asay boi simin, make a simin, v'nitkoi l'tzad acher, and b'menateke, that should be separated from the other mud. V'af al gav dakati ike mishum emareyach. So the Ran says, "Heino time mishum de medine." You're asking for shailas ben gibuloi, say the gibul of the tit, the lisha, ubein tichosoi in say shmirin gedan muteres. The tzeirech oichol nefeshu. The Ran doesn't ask where we are. It's mitoich. The Ran says it's not mitoich. It's oichol nefesh. Just like you can permitted to make a fire in Yontif, you're permitted to insulate the fire. The fi shibetich zu mishtamer hachoim. So what's the kashim, and mareyach, and megabel? No problem. It's a tzachol nefesh. Elo! So what's the whole problem? What's the whole sugi? The gibel also mishum denire ke megabel at tzorich binyan. It's a maras eindike problem over here, because it's nire ke megabel at tzorich binyan. That's where they ask the gibel. Umishum hochi nire. May the Omar Ravine ve Kitmo Shori. With the Ravine says, Kitmo Ash is Amut. Pirisha Raval for Zizal. She Eifer Eine Ba Gibul Hu. Yeah. Ve Eifer is Eine Ba Gibul. Ve Loidok. Ve Eifer Ba Gibul Hu. Lech Yuvel Eim Shemoloch. Much Bekama De Shabbos. Says, what Pshat in Ravine? Ravina said that if you use ashes, it's no problem. The Gemara says Masechta Shabbos that there is gibul by Eifer also. Ela the lav al gibul ulibinyan. Ravina means something else. Gibul, there's no issue of meleches gibul or meleches lisha. The lav al gibul ulibinyan. It is not used libinyan. Hilkach le merzi ki megabul libinyan. The kit me lav lebinye kaim umedina hamrin in the shori. That means als meleches lishe. The stamas ain't no problem. So the whole problem was it's nire that he's been gabal at zayich binyan. You don't use ever binyan. So the problems we had and will have, we'll see the Ran took care of them. Better, there's no issa whatsoever. It's not the way we have als mitoich. It's better than mitoich. It's mamish zayich echol nefesh. No, it's only Yosser it's Nirik Kilosh L'Tzerich Binyan, and something that's not used for Binyanim, therefore is Mut. Rashi did not learn like that, Rashi says, Klode Bum, Tode Delishu, Rashi Zichel didn't learn like the Ram. Now let us see Taisvitz, Vikit Moshori, Perish Rashi, Ligabloi V'Laturboi, the Lav Bagibuhu. One is permitted to be megabel, to lav bagibelu. V'teima, tamrinim b'shabbos, the same kasha that the Ran has, da'filu b'nesines mayim, al ha'efer ba'alme hu chayiv mishu megabel, ba'oma, b'koma hosom echod nesines eif, echod nesines amayim ha'achrin chay. Now, it's not such an often gemara mesechta Shabbos. There's a machlekes Rebbe and Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda in Meleches Lisha. Rebbe says, Echad Neisin es HaKemach v'Echad Neisin es HaMayim. So the Neisin es HaMayim Chayiv, Achin es Chayiv. And Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says that no, Atche Yigabel. Yes, Rakel. That alone is nothing. The third one who mixes it together, he's Chayiv as Lisha. Then the Gemara wanted to say, by Eifer, which is a lav bar gibel, the Gemara wanted to say, also be the same din. According to Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, you'll be potter if just one put Eifer and one put Mayim. Now, Abaye says over there, no. Since it's a lav bar gibel, so Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda will be moide. That echad noisen es ha-mayim, echad noisen es ha-eifer, you'll chayev. Al kaponim from the sugi over there, it would seem if you'll do both, yizicha chayiv, even though it's a lav bar gibul. There's a shakla v'tai over there if you do the first process of just putting the two ingredients together if you're chayiv. So what's the heter? So a lav bar gibul somehow is not a heter l'gabi meleches lisha. So what is pshat? So Tais says samer de kekash. V'yeshloime de hocher otzoloime. Kit Meshori, Kloime v'kit Meshori, Listoim Astokim Shalatano, he can take ashes and stuff up the stokim of the Tano, there's some cracks, Shloyetzeu, Kemoishu Yovesh, Beloy Nesines Mayim Olof. He can stuff up the cracks without mixing it with water. So Yashikoyach, so what's the Chiddush? He takes the ashes and he puts it in, or some of them are mixed with the ashes, or maybe they're mixed, you have to know. About kaponim, let's say they're not books of the kashas. So what's the chiddush? So Taisvus and Shabbos says the chiddush is the one geizer. He might be for using ashes. He might be lost the ashes, and that is also. So it's not the one geizer. The eifer yovesh oto shema maybe will be megabel the eifer. Period. ויד יש להם דאחי פירוש וקיטמה שורי, כגוין שקיבלוי מערב יונטב, speaking about that he was מגבל את ערב יונטב. Now, we have a girsois over here. So what does the Bach say? שגיבלוי מערב יונטב ושוריק בלוי גיבל. And he shorik beloy gibel. But now he was megabel erev yontev, so now I can smear it without being megabel. He was megabel erev yontev. That's the Bach's girse. Now, this Bach's girse, lochair is a pella. So he shorik at erev yontev. So it was megabel erev yontev. So memele, you're allowed to put it on in yontev. So it's a dinner kitma, and by tit is also the same thing. Lamaisa, that was the, if it was megubal erev yontev, the whole shayel, you're not allowed to be megabal. So it was megubal erev yontev, so there's no shayel. We're only speaking about this, about the, vishorik beloy gibel. He's allowed to be shorik beloy gibel. So that's not a dinner kitma, that's by everything. By tit, it also would be the same thing. So the Maram asks the Kashe. So the Maram says, as we had mentioned before, he said as follows, that the Chiddush is that Fakert, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Taisis had mentioned, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that Eifer is more chomer, that if you added the ingredients without mixing it, it's also chayav al tzlishin. That's Taisus Kash. So Taisus answers that it was done before Yontav. The ingredients were done before Yontav. So the Maram says Pshat, so Taisus means, so Fakel, since, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, the ingredients alone, putting the ingredients together without mixing them, is called megubal. So in Yontav you're allowed to mix it together. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is if the ingredients, that means by something that's a bar gibul according to Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, so then it's not called alisha to your megabal it. So it was mixed before Yontav. You're not allowed to be megabal it in Yontav. But by Kitmo, since it's a lav bar gibul, so if it was put together before Yontav, you'll have to mix it in Yontav. That's what the Maram says. But I don't know what his girsa was. That's very nice, but he brings down the girsa, ki goin she givle merev Yontav v'chulu. But I don't know, he couldn't have the Bach's girsa. The Kitmo shorik and she givle merev Yontav. Now the Bach's girsa is v'shorik beloy gibul. According to him, it's not like that. It's yoami gabalit. Because the Chiddush is v'shorik lay gibul. You'll have to be megabal since it was mixed before Yontav. I don't know how his girsa was. The Marsha brings down a different girsa. V'oidish loyim, he brings down the Taisus Yishonim. Dachi perush v'kit m'shorik gain she gibloy me'erev Yontav v'shori beloy tzairei. So if you megabal Rav Yontav, you don't need tzaire. So I also don't understand what the Chiddush is. The whole din of tzaire was only lagabi tit, that was asfas na'apro, so you had to make sure it's not mukta, so memele needed tzaire. If a person was megabal eifer and mayim erev Yontav, so it's not mukta, so what's... I don't understand what the Chiddush is. So this second teretz of Tosfos is very unclear. The ein makifin shtei chovias. Now we hear it further in the Mishnah. One is not permitted to take two barrels together and put a pot on top of them. Omar Rav Nachman avonim shel beis hakisei muter letzadidom biyontev. Now what does this mean? Avonim shel beis hakisei, avonim gedoilois, these are large stones, shemetzadid in oisam, liyois kemin moishov cholu, that means it'll be a moishov, but there's a hollow place in the middle, v'yoish fin aleim besodis v'mokim amyuchad lebeis hakisei, wherever it's a mokim that's myuchad lebeis hakisei, you're allowed to take, it'll be mitzadid, these two stones, to make a type of a seat that a person should be oise tzrochot. Now, Tuvia Hamilus Ma'ira is a Rashi. What is that? Mutter le tzadidot. mutter le tzade da. So, there's a Gemara in Masech to Shabbos, that's Kuf Beis and Med Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Omar Shmuel am mitzaded es a even chayev. A person is mitzaded a stone, so he's chayev. So Rashi says, what does that mean? So Rashi says as follows, Moishiva, he puts it down, umitzadedo, and he's like, he's fiddling around with it, until it's that wobbly anymore, it feels firm and secure. Since he's mitzaded it, so he's preparing the underneath, now it's resting firmly on the ground. Umeshiva boritz, chayiv. Vafilu loinosan botit, afilu didn't put any, there was no tit, havi boine kolshu, so he's chayiv al boine. So now, mitzad echod, we have here a shreklich problem. As Shmuel says, a mitzadet esa evan, a person is mitzadet one evan, and he puts it down, and he makes it as though the two tzidut, he makes it, it should be resting securely, without any cement whatsoever, so that's called a boine. It's called, he was boine, amir de kechidish. And here we have a gemore, avonim shebeisakise mutal etzadid on beyontav. You're doing the exact, here you have two stones. You're doing the exact same thing. So you want to say over, he heard from Rav Bloch, so the Zunzain, that Rav Bloch said, and that Rashi says, Meshiva mitzadid do ache misyasheves bekakois, Yisoid abinyin yofe. So Rashi says that you're using this as the foundation of a binyin. So that means as follows, that this will be the foundation, this stone is the foundation, and you're going to build on top of it. So it could be, so a foundation, that's the Chiddush, does not necessarily have to be mechubet to the earth, and the kvius, which it will eventually need, will be to the kovet of the avonim, which are on top of it. So memele, so this binyan, so alts foundation, this is enough. That's called a baine binyan kolshu, because this is a chelik of a binyan, and alts foundation, since eventually you'll be putting other stones on top of it. So this is the binyan which is necessary for a foundation. Masha Enkin over here, Avonim Shabesa Kise, which we are speaking about, that Avonim Shabesa Kise, we're speaking about that there's no, that's it. That's the whole thing, is these two Avonim. So it could be that here this is not called a Binyan de Araise. This is a Binyan de Rabbonim. And as we'll see later, as the sugya progresses, that they were matter this, let's say, covered the brius.